Hello, and welcome to the John Albatross Show. Today, I will be speaking about why Netflix needs to fuck off and Hulu really stepping its game up. And Netflix should be scared. Talking about people who bitch about working in corporate America, particularly GameStop and Walmart. And for once, we're not going to talk about Trump, we're going to talk about some football, because it's championship weekend. Who do I pick? Find out, coming up on the John Albatross Show. Alright, first things first, I'm going to say it. I'm going to give it another week, but I think we might be dropping Podbean, and it was a good run. But they just ain't doing nothing for me, and we're getting more listens on Anchor. And I thank everybody who's been listening, man. This platform's really been doing good for me. Couldn't tell, I'm a little stuffy right now. I'm kind of sick, but I promised a new episode. And I'm going to give it. I'm going to deliver. But, yeah. Fucking Anchor. Fucking kicking ass on Anchor right now, I can tell you. I'm hoping to get more listeners. I appreciate everybody. If you want to call in, talk about the show, give me some ideas what you want me to talk about on the show. I usually look in the news and something, find something. And at one point I was calling myself the podcast oracle because I was talking about shit before everybody else starts talking about it. But God forbid if now, I say it 3 months before, like, Joe Rogan or John Oliver says it. And then, yeah, fuck them. And, before we get on with the show, too, I just... something funny. Like, there's this guy. Used to be a punter in the National Football League for the Indianapolis Colts named Pat McAfee. He has a podcast. Fantastic podcast. Check him out. Like, I really shouldn't be promoting him because he's really like that. But, man, I just think he's funny. But he has a segment on there called For the Brand. And he's just absolutely crazy. But I think, like, he has a man crush on this guy, Johnny Hecker. It was one of the funniest fucking thing videos he had. He puts it up on his Facebook. It's like the guy had a fucking great punt. It was like a 66-yard punt. And he put, like, commentary to it, and he, like, paused it. He got, like, the DirecTV Sunday ticket package because he's a football guy. And he, like, paused it. Like, I cannot wait, like, for football season. Now it was just, yeah, dude, fucking red zone. Now it's going to be fucking red zone and Pat McAfee. Like, I wanted to say that the first wild card weekend. I was like, dude, Pat McAfee has, like, such a hard-on for fucking Johnny Hecker. It's not even funny, but it's fucking hilarious. So yeah, check him out, the Pat McAfee Show. Go on Facebook at least, even if you don't like his show. Like, his fucking videos of him, like, talking about football players and shit, like, especially punters and kickers, because he has a bias, definitely worth checking out. He's fucking hilarious. All right, first segment coming up, we're going to talk about Netflix. And you know what? Fuck Netflix. All right, so here's the deal with my streaming services. My little sister has Hulu, my big sister has Netflix, and I have WWE Network. Yes, I'm a wrestling fan. I like WWE Network. If you're a wrestling fan, it's a must-have. $10 a month, you get every new pay-per-view included standard. And you get all the backlogs of ECW, WCW, and WWE / WWF. Like, dude, fuck you. It's a great deal. Get it. And my two sisters ripped on me for doing that, too. And it's like, oh, the fuck, man, nobody watches. I'm like, dude, it's got everything on there. It's like, oh, nobody's gonna watch that. They both fucking was like, can I get your WWE credentials? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll give you the fucking WWE credentials. And yeah. So we all have one streaming service, and we all pay for one, and it goes through everybody, all three of us, we all pay for one, and we just give the credentials out. So, like I said, my big sister does the Netflix, and my little sister does the Hulu. So I should get Hulu myself, though, because I do get fucking mad cash back if I keep it for like 6 months on my credit card. But, man, Netflix fucking blows, and Hulu fucking stepping its game up like it's not even funny. Yeah, I know there's commercials on Hulu, and if you want to spring for like the 10.99 package, which fucking I don't even know. My sister's that cheap, she can't spend an extra couple bucks, but fuck it. It's whatever. If there's a couple commercials in there, that's fine. You get all the new shows with it. They got a couple original shows, which most of them ain't that great, except for what's that? What was that fucking one called? 11/22/63. It was about had James Franco in it and Chris Cooper. He had to go back in time. Like Chris Cooper owned a restaurant. He went back in time, and he's like, "Look, you got to go back. Like I got cancer. Like it's been fucking 5 years, or like almost 2 years, and I got really sick. I had to come back." So, basically, the whole premise was he had to go back, and his thing was to go back in time and stop the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Great show. Fucking watch it. The end was a fucking tearjerker too. Like, it just really fucking sad. Like it. I didn't cry, but it got like, oh man, I almost did, man. It was really fucking emotional. So Hulu's got that. And the series that they got now, like they're bringing back, like Tiny Toon Adventures is on there. Great little cartoon from when I was a kid. I'm watching it. It's still pretty relevant and funny now to me. Like it's still witty. Definitely check out Tiny Toons. There was 100 episodes. They're real easy watches, and there's no commercials for Tiny Toon Adventures, which is great. The show on ABC from Jim Henson, it was called Dinosaurs. Another great show that's on there. And recently, they just brought back. They brought on a show that I watched as a kid every night at 10 o'clock. Like I had my regimen before school. I would watch like the shows, whatever, like Wednesday from 10 to 11, like when I was in elementary school, because I was a lot more mature than a lot of people. But yeah, so I watched NYPD Blue on Wednesdays, and Thursday nights they had a show, which is one of my favorite shows growing up. ER. They put the whole series on Hulu. Very limited commercials, might I add. So, yeah, Hulu's got ER now, and I've been watching that every night. Like, I stopped watching it after a certain point. I think, like, 2003, I stopped watching that show. But, dude, I watched it every fucking night. Like, I think I stopped. Yeah, like when John Stamos was on there, like I really stopped watching it. It just was like, I don't know. It was like one of them shows. It wasn't bad, but it was like I think I want to watch something else now. But yeah, just reliving those moments, fucking great. And like I said, with Hulu, you get the new shows too. Like Fox shows, you get them like a day. The next day or something, maybe like a couple days after that. Like one of the new shows I watch on Fox is LA to Vegas. It's okay. It's not gonna last. It's a fucking sweeps show that's probably gonna get fucking canceled, or they'll give it another shot next year and it'll probably get canceled. But yeah. Hulu's offering so much more. You know, Netflix, my thing with Netflix is you gotta stop banking on fucking Orange is the New Black, because that's all they have now. House of Cards is done because of the Kevin Spacey thing. They fucking canceled it, which was also a pretty good show. I never watched the whole thing. I watched like the first season and the second and a half season. One and a half seasons, we'll say, that show. I thought it was great. I thought it was one of the best shows I've seen in a while. Yeah, but right now Netflix is, oh, we got Orange is the New Black, so we have to wait until June for Orange is the New Black. And that's another fucking big, and Big Mouth is good on Netflix. That's another fucking thing with Netflix, man. The thing that sucks is they're banking on like maybe four fucking shows, and you just binge them in 3 days. Like, you're done in like 2 or 3 days, like a week. Like, you can watch the whole fucking season that day. Like, a good thing, what I think Netflix should do, because they do it with that fucking horrible Chelsea Handler show, is they play it like once a week or something. Like, that would be cool. And then you can backtrack it and archive it like it's on demand. I mean, I think it's cool that they put it all right there so you can binge watch it. But at a certain time, like Netflix, it's just there's nothing else on Netflix. So, really, nothing keeping me there but those couple shows. Really don't want to watch any fucking documentaries. They gave a thing for Adam Sandler. What the fuck movies were they? Dude, fucking horrible. Why, like, nobody, no studio was giving Adam Sandler a thing, but Netflix gave him a contract for five movies. Four or five movies. I think it was four, because I saw four. Dude, the first three were fucking awful. Last one was good. It had Dustin Hoffman in it and a couple other people. Ben Stiller was in a good cast, a good prem. I mean, it wasn't like it was a real dry comedy type thing, but it wasn't, more like a dramedy. But it was pretty good, and I was like, wow, fucking no movie studio would have picked that script up. Man, I just don't know. It's like, I feel that Netflix is really just like, they got the money and they just have to spend it at this point. So they're just giving it to these washed up people, or like people that were relevant and a lot like 15 years ago, and now they're like, oh yeah, they're coming back. Like, big fan of Colin Quinn. He had a comedy special on there. Fucking terrible. I was like, dude, fucking Colin Quinn, come on. But yeah, Netflix is I don't know, dude. I just don't know why people are like, oh, what can I watch on Netflix? Get fucking Hulu. Stop watching fucking Netflix. Stop asking me. And then when you do give them something to watch, they're like, oh, I already fucking seen that. Or that doesn't look like it's my thing. It's like, okay, watch fucking one of your fucking stupid fucking conspiracy theory documentaries, or fucking Ancient Aliens, because that's all you're gonna get. It's fucking Netflix. They blow. They have no fucking juice anymore. Oh, another thing, Netflix blows. Four seasons of Futurama on Netflix. Hulu, entire series. Yes. Fucking great. Thank you, Hulu, again. Now I'm going to get into another topic. Like, I see this all over the internet, man. It's people talking about fucking corporate America and how it fucking sucked. Like, Walmart's the devil. How people bitched about when they were working at GameStop. And, I'll just be frank. In 2008, I lost my job. I was one of the people that suffered from the bubble bursting and the market crashing and all that bullshit at the end of the Bush era. But the day I got laid off, the next day, the Philadelphia Phillies won their first World Series since 1980. And your boy was there. So, yeah. I was unemployed for 2.5 years. Almost 3 years. It was like a long time. Like, it was such a bad fucking recession that unemployment, they extended unemployment. I literally was collecting unemployment for 2 years. I was in like tier four. Like, that's unheard of. Like, they just gave it to you because they knew you couldn't find a job. So, I applied for the local Sam's Club, which is owned by Walmart. I got the job. They called me in for an interview. They said, hey, you know, you're a little more qualified from what we need. I was like, look, I'm going to be completely honest with you. My unemployment's exhausted, and I've been out of work for like 2.5 years. I really just need a job. If you want me for something else, like maybe like later on when it opens up, I can, you can put me in there or something. I don't care. Just like ambitious, not even really ambitious, ambitious. Just fucking bored and needed fucking work. So I got the job, and what people say about Walmart and all those documentaries making it look evil. You know what? It's a corporation. It sucks. Nobody really wants to fucking work for Walmart. Nobody wants to work for, like, all those corporations. Like, they try to intimidate you, but the best thing is, like, you gotta counteract with them. You gotta make them feel like they're fucking, then they say stupid shit. You gotta call them out for their stupid shit. But when you call them out, don't get all fucking pissy, like, oh, blah, 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 just like, that episode of Family Guy where fucking Peter had the corporate yes man, and he's like, oh, yeah, then, what's it called? How about them Yankees? I hate the Yankees. Beautiful weather today. Oh, and then he just makes the guy's head explode and all that. That's essentially how you gotta treat these people. And they're not going to cut your hours like that. And a big thing with fucking Sam's Club was when I was a cashier there, the plus memberships. Now, me personally, I think the plus memberships are not a bad deal. If you get prescriptions there, fucking, they're great, especially for maintenance prescriptions. My dad gets his diabetes stuff there, his equipment. He gets a good deal, and he gets like 15% off, like Plavix for a blood thinner. And it's not bad. You could shop earlier. You always get deep discounts. You can go in with the business people at 7 a.m. as opposed to 10 a.m. And I think they just open at 9 or 10 on Sundays for everybody to go. But yeah, so I did pretty well with them. But there was people, they're like, oh yeah, and you got to do this. I'm like, look, they're not going to fire you. They're not going to cut your fucking hours for not doing it. Just fucking sell them. Always just sell them. It's not very hard to sell them. Like, they pretty much sell themselves. And if people really want them, they're going to renew them. And that's like the people too, like you see them on there, on the YouTube, bitching about GameStop, with the pre-ordering games and shit. Now, here's my thing with GameStop, and I'll just fucking say it. And the same thing with Walmart too. People know, like GameStop, like as a kid, when did you get video games? You maybe got 3 or 4 video games a year. You got them birthday. Maybe you got 2 for Christmas because it was Christmas. You got like a fucking decent hot new one. And then you got maybe like a fucking, like, not older one, but like kind of older one. And like sometimes I got like your grandparents. Like, Christmas was your fucking time when you got the video games, and your birthday. That's when you mainly got your video games. But maybe got 3. If you could milk it 4 or 5 a year. Maybe. And even now, it's just like people that are growing up, and they're like, oh, I'm going to, like, How many video games do you think they're getting? Like, I've had the PlayStation 3 for 2 years, for 3 years almost. I bought, I don't know, nine games for it, maybe eight, and that was in 3 years. That's averaging about three games a year. But that's like the people, they don't understand, like, at GameStop. You gotta tell them to get this game. That game looks like shit. Nobody's gonna buy it. You gotta get the pre-orders for this. And I don't know why. Like the pre-owned games, they push the pre-owned games. Hey, I have no problem buying a pre-owned game. If I'm gonna save like maybe if I'm gonna save some money on it, then I'll buy it. If I'm gonna save $5, I'm not gonna buy it. But if I could save like $10, $15, I'll buy a pre-owned game. Yeah, and they get pissy, like I said it before, but I'll say it again with GameStop. Like, they're district managers. Like, I was in there for Fallout 4. I was like, all right, yeah, it's a hot game. I need another game for my PS4. I got fucking Arkham Knight, and I got a Battlefield. I need something else to fucking play. And I downloaded Rocket League. I needed something else to play, so I got Fallout. And I was like, all right, this motherfucker comes in there. He has an Xbox Pro controller, and he's trying to push it on some guy. Yeah, you gotta get this, and we can help you get this right now. It's like, dude, he doesn't fucking want it. And then they had the thing where they got like simulated paddle shifters in the back. And I was like, God, dude, yeah, for Forza, you use them. You can use them to shift. Well, I just drive it on automatic. Then what the fuck will you ha do you have this controller for? Like, oh, feel how light it. I'm like, dude, you spent $150 on a controller for a fucking console that doesn't even blow. Like, this is how bad Xbox is. It's they have no IPs anymore, and IPs do sell consoles. IP is an intellectual property. The Xbox One S, and first off, the Xbox One's fucking design was fucking horrible. It didn't have its own power supply in there, so you had to fucking have that giant brick fucking thing, which was a pain in the ass. PlayStation always had that covered. I don't know why Microsoft couldn't put the br get rid of the brick. But they were literally around Christmas time, $189 for Xbox. Because nobody's buying them because there's absolutely no reason to, because there's no fucking games on it. But anyway, my thing is, you know what? You can climb the corporate ladder. I know some people that are in management at Sam's Club still. I'm not going to like knock them for it, you know? They even said, "Hey, maybe I shouldn't have did this," but you know what? Whatever, dude. You're there, you're making money. You go live your life. Go do what you gotta do. You know, it's not bad if you do that. But a lot of these places, the only thing, especially if you're younger, the big thing with those places is they realize this. They're not going to give you like the hours like you want. It's just a job. You're probably going to move on, and that's why they really don't care. You're replaceable. You're going to move on. So people stop bitching about fucking GameStop and Walmart. It's like, again, Walmart's really not that fucking bad. I got to buy stock. If you know what you're doing, you can fucking tear it up. But you know what? It's just a job for a lot of people. It gets you by, and it's whatever. Just do what you gotta do. Sometimes people just gotta do what they gotta do. Leave them the fuck alone. And fuck GameStop too, man. Fuck them. They're pieces of shit. Don't even support them. So, moving on. Championship weekend of the NFL. Two games. Winner go home. Winners go to the Super Bowl. So, let's talk about the NFC. You already know who I'm rooting for. Gangrene, Philadelphia Eagles. So, who do I think is going to win, the Eagles or the Vikings? I'm going to go with not even a big surprise here. Going to go with the Eagles. Two reasons. One, the Vikings are a dome team, just like the Falcons were. And they're coming to Philadelphia. It's going to be warmer than it was for the Atlanta game, but it's still going to be cold. It's going to be sub 40. And that can take a lot out of you. Like, I've played in those conditions. That's going to take a lot out of you. And quite frankly, dude, I just think the Vikings are really beat up after that game against the Saints, which was a classic. And it's going to go down as one of the best games in the history. I just don't think that they're going to win. Eagles are going to win this game. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to their first Super Bowl. I mean, would it be cool if Minnesota goes to the Super Bowl because it's going to be in Minnesota? It would be awesome. But I'm rooting for my Eagles. If I was a betting man, I would put the money on the Eagles. 3-point underdogs, which is a fucking disgrace. Nobody is counting them out. The bookies need to fucking really, you need like a fucking Sam Rothstein from Casino fucking type bookie. Vegas. So, AFC game. The Jacksonville, aka Saxonville Jaguars, versus the Patriots. Patriots defense ain't that good. Leonard Fournette's a beast. Yeldon's fucking really fucking coming into a good role-playing role. This is a backfield. Bortles, you don't know what the fuck you're going to get from him. That's the only question mark. But, man, does the defense of the Patriots suck? And is that Jacksonville defense outstanding? Like, they beat the fuck out of Big Ben. And they beat the Steelers. Yeah, they pulled ahead so fast that the Steelers' comeback was just, it was pointless. Like, they couldn't even, it's like, oh, yeah, they're coming back. I'm like, it's too little too late. This is a hard one. Rooting for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They keep fucking talking shit, though. This is the only thing that's really fucking me on this one. Is the Jaguars keep talking shit. And I honestly think that's pissing Brady off. And when Brady gets pissed off, man, he gets determined. And he wants to prove everybody wrong. He's like, yeah, I'm an old fucking man. I'm 40 years old. Guess what? Fuck you, I'm going to win another Super Bowl and put the team on my back. But Jacksonville's defense is fucking beast. And history shows again and again how nature points out the follies of man. Godzilla! But now, if you can get to Brady, which I think Jacksonville can, he fucking goes down like a house of cards, man. He bombs. He gets rattled. So if I had to choose between Brady's pissed offness, his chip on his shoulder, fuck it, I'm going to say it. Jacksonville's going to win this game. Eagles, Jacksonville. So that's going to wrap it up for the John Albatross Show. People of Anchor, fucking thank you again. Love this fucking app. People who are listening to my show on an iPhone and Android, download the Anchor app. I mean, I know there's like a thing where there's like a slight pause. I have to do it in segments on Anchor, but it's a great app. You can even do shit, and you can call into the show too if you listen to it. And you can tell me, like, hey, I think this is fucking cool. It's like a voicemail type deal, but you can give me ideas of what we can do for the show. And, hell, you might even make it on the show. So, yeah, this is John Albatross. We'll be back next week. Talk about some more football. I mean, God forbid we talk about fucking football in fucking late January, and you got the Royal Rumble coming up. I'll give you some wrestling predictions probably, and who knows, world The world is a vampire. But no, seriously, the world's a crazy place. There's going to be something that's going to come up. I might even pull some old school fucking podcast oracle shit out of my ass. Literally shit out of my ass. But yeah, keep it coming, my anchor. Tell your friends to download the app and to follow Johnny Albatross. You get a great show. So this is Johnny Albatross signing out. Call in. Peace.